10:10:94.
You are coming into an incredible time of expression. And your own purposes in your spiritual quest will begin to become more and more evident. You're going to have the masses of humanity out there who are going through their brain training program. And they will be making transitions. Some will come along with you. Others will just make their transitions however they are in their level of growth. Some will make their journey and not even realize at what a high level they are because they are filling other slots in this play. You are lighted bodies. You are light holograms. You are projected onto a stage, and it's called through the projector or the creator of the play, God. You are the manifest thought of God. Well, he certainly has a sick sense of humor from time to time. No, that's where free will comes in, and you have a lot of, quote, gods in the universe. You have the testors, you have the trickstors, you have the opposite. You cannot recognize good without some bad. And you would be bored out of your minds. You would not be here to express if you did not have lessons that must be learned. And you cannot learn. It's like a child who reaches for something and misses and misses and misses and corrects until it finally can pick up an object on the table. Watch a baby. You learn through your errors. You learn through your experiences. Very hard. Mommy can't say, all right, now don't do this. Don't feel around there. Take your little hand and go straight out there and pick it up. Well, I don't know how, Mommy. My fingers don't work. So it's going to miss. It's going to drop. It's going to have to go through the trial and error. It has to do many things. It has to learn what it feels like to pick up this little object on the table. It wants it. Doesn't know what it is. It's pretty. I want that in my mouth, usually. So somehow I've got to get it, and this thing here on the end of this arm looks like it might be able to fetch it for me to get it up here to my mouth. So it will try. And pretty soon it learns. It's easier the second time, the third time, and finally, it's like you. You just see something, you reach for it, you pick it up. And that's what life is about. It is an emotional direction. A directing through energy control to a body. A mechanical, it's living organism. But I have bad news for you. Everything in your universe is living. The deadest of the rocks that you see are living. And the denser they get, or the nearer to dead they get, the more deadly they get. Let us go to plutonium or uranium. These are your dying elements. And they deal death to physical bodies, but they're alive. And when they break down into their inert state, they are just waiting to move back into their living state. And you can't get rid of anything. It may vanish, but you can't get rid of it. You would have learned that from your physics classes when they still taught physics. You don't get rid of anything. It just changes its form. If it is solid matter, it can change into a gas or liquid, but it is still existent. In your own dispersion, you still exist. And when ones want to teach you how to ascend, and you go to the parapsychology groups and the parareligious groups, etc., and I'm going to sit here until I learn to ascend, what are you doing? If you are really doing it properly, you are getting into a mental state where through the mind, which controls everything you are, you're learning to break yourself down into particulate and become light enough to physically get lighter than the air. You see, there are some universal laws that you will not defy. If someone is levitating and you see this being, be it David Copperfield or Swami someone, he has learned to control his particulate matter enough to disperse so that he is lighter than the air. Because that, my friends, is what basically what you call gravity is. It is substance seeking its own density. And when it finds its density, it will settle right there. It will neither go down or up. You got to dig a hole if you hit the ground. If you were heavier than the ground, for instance, you would automatically dig the hole. If you are lighter than the air, you're going to go up. All the gravity in the world is not going to pull you down unless you're full of iron and you've got a magnet down here. And then, you know. And then it's the landing that hurts you, not the journey. But when you have to journey through a light beam and you are a physical, manifest, compact, compressed body, see, you ruined your voice and now you're going to spoil my lessons. You let her talk through the intermission. And she's been waiting to get even with me anyway. For that female slam I made. You're going to have to, if you get to a craft on evacuation day, you're going to have to go a long way in light. We can do a lot in levitation, but we're going to have to look at this thing in practical sense, practical definition, physics. There is a law of physics in the universe. Now, when we change universes, maybe all those laws will change, but you're stuck with this one. So there are the laws of the universe. We call these the laws of creation. And they just flat are, and they are everywhere you are. We're not going to talk about tiddledywink universe out there where everything is different. And somebody must have thought that one up, and yet here you've got one you can't even deal with because the truth of your universe is almost the direct opposite of what you're taught. And some brilliant mind comes along, like an Einstein, and says, well, relativity is like this. Must be, so everybody hops on that. It's wrong. And this gentleman would be the first to tell you that it was not comprehensive at the time. That's why it's called the theory. The theory of relativity. And the farther out you get into the universal compression or expansion, the less it applies. It doesn't mean that you cannot use what knowledge there is and make it work. All of this, make all of this work that seems so totally unworkable. But if you come along trying to just work, close your mind, learn your lesson, do your books, and do it my way, as the teacher tells you, and don't read any of this other stuff because it will distract you, you're never going to make it work. You may even make progress. You will not make it work. And yet the very most simplistic thing will be what works. In fact, when you get rid of the clutter, you'll begin to find that the most simple of simple things works. And in this instance, you're going to find that that which integrated into a substance is unmeasurable. It becomes nothing. This is why you will have ones take a can of Cancel or a bottle of Cancel. That's C-A-N-C-E-L. It means, well, I don't know, it's a derivative of something they conjured up, but it's a frequencied water. Is all they can find is water. I want to tell you, my friends, that no matter what we introduce into Gyandriana, which is based in water, and it has matured, all they will find on any instrumentation is frequency in water. No matter what you put into a Gyandriana solution, give it enough time and it will turn itself into water. If you go further into the cellular structure, you will find the DNA of everything added. And now we're going to get to the interesting part. This has been discovered. And David Hudson has the secret in his hand. Weighs almost nothing. Introduced into a liquid or something, it shows nothing. But you start with something. You end up with a little bit of white powder. And you don't know how to get it out of the atmosphere. There are atmospherians, there are breatharians who have perfected their bodies and their mental state to the point they only breathe. And I'm telling you now, this is real. They don't even take water. They manufacture it from the atmosphere they breathe. Well, you're not there, and I'm quite frankly don't see why you'd want to be there. Those are things you can do after this experience. Don't waste this experience just doing that. Do you have a job to do? Maybe that's their job. You have the privilege of making some shortcuts. Life is frequency. Life is duality of waves and pulse waves. An energy exchange and expression. Where David will have missed it is that always when you are able to finally define and hold in your hand a substance that will kill the AIDS virus, the HIV, it will heal, it will knock out any disease, what do you try to do? You put it in a capsule, in a base of some kind, because it is so light in weight that you have, and you only need a little of it. So you start giving it in pill form, whatever, and it'll work. It'll work. Where it is missed is that this white substance, this residual of the burning and reburning and reburning and reduction of a common element, say, or you get a piece of ore that contains these many elements, and then you burn them, you will find them burning off into the spectrum of color. And first of all, you're going to burn off all the baggage. And then one by one, according to their burning temperature or their temperature at which they become a gas, they will have a color. There will be a color for iridium, for instance, and a color for rhodium. And you're going to end up, if you're looking for rhodium, for instance, as a base, you're going to find a red powder usually, because then you can make a red solution, etc. That's important, but it's not important to this lesson. So when you have burned off the baggage, all these multiple elements, and you get down to reduction of this little piece of matter that you're burning, at varying temperatures, you're going to be able to pull off these other elements in their gaseous state, and they will form a sediment or a residue. That's what you're looking for. And the most effective tool, as far as disease is concerned, are iridium and rhodium. There are others. Let's not nitpick. I don't want you to know what a nitwit I am. These are the next two items that you need to work with. And when we want to talk about Vibhuti, Sathya Sai Baba can pull this out of the air. And he needs a base to put it in so that you ones can experience it. On the other hand, you get some of the swamis and some of these major teachers who have perfected themselves to the extent where they don't even have to produce it in a powder. They have found that mercury is the best of all of the elements to use for their purposes. Only they will end up with mercury poisoning, and their teeth will fall out, their bones will rot, and they will have all of the symptoms of mercury poison. So they really haven't been so smart after all. And there was an old joke years and years ago that will be beyond even most of you in the room. You see, syphilis was the bad disease. And it's coming back. It's a spirochete, and its most important treatment method was gold and mercury. And there was a joke, you know, 5 minutes with Venus, 5 years with mercury. In Vibhuti, for the general purposes, and Eric said, did you want something specific or general? Well, of course, Doris and EJ didn't have any idea, but he sent what I wanted. And this is ash, and part of it is just granular ash. But within it is the important thing. Sathya Sai Baba and some of these gurus, swamis, these advanced spiritual teachers, just precipitated out of the air. You're not there yet, but look what else they can do. Sathya Sai Baba can be here in the next 6 seconds, whatever it would take for him to materialize here. That means that he has at will the capability and the knowledge and the wherewithal to disperse himself and reappear anywhere. And I would like for some of the ones that have experienced Sai Baba to share that. also brings with that the command and the capability of healing or instructing other bits of matter, be it physical in the healing category or get up off that slab in the morgue. They are capable of talking to the mental energy of you. Not your body, you. And when that instruction is carried forth, you will get up. Very often you simply abdicated command. Now, I don't need to analyze this. And you don't need to analyze it. Oh, well, let's check out old Commander. You're going to find some incense ash. But what you're going to find in this package is the secret of life. Unfortunately, it is not the final secret of life. But it'll do for starts. You see, your direction is moving into a particular form of electrical energy called light. This will be heavily laced with iridium powder and rhodium. The reason I want it is because I am having Dorma. I already had her do this. Introduce it into Gyandriana. This is the missing element of David Hudson. You must program a cellular structure that can move itself whole-wise into a life cell and adjust, integrate with that DNA structure. Will this work if you take it in pill form? Yeah. But it'll also wash right out of the body. Why not build it into the body? Well, because, you know, all you've got is some purified water after 10 days, sir. You put all those vitamins, minerals, aloe vera, all this stuff in there, and after 10 days, all you've got is water. Well, I'm sorry, you don't have instrumentation that will measure it. If I introduce this into it, in every cell, there will be iridium and rhodium and gold. I wasn't joshing when I wrote, gold is a source of life. Reduced to white powder into its invisible form, gold bears the very essence of your light body, your aura. That's the important part of you, you know. Well, I don't think you're ready for the gold. There will be bits of it. I'm introducing some gold into the test Gyandriana. But I'm going to introduce Vibhuti into the Gyandriana. In fact, I had her make a solution of that and dropped it in, and I also have her with a gold coin, nasty word, that I had her soak in hydrogen peroxide, because it will begin to break down and oxidize into particulate form a little bit of that gold. And then I had her put that, just drop it into that jar like this of Gyandriana. And if you're going to try this, I'm telling you to try it carefully, because that gold will go clink and the bottom will come out of that junk. It is almost like a magnet. It will go through that solution as if it were nothing. So put your gold, soak it. Just shake it, put it into your bottle, and I'm telling you, when you introduce this into it, just a few drops of it, just in a little water, it will immediately form a cloud, and then it will go right to that gold. And overnight, you will have a saturated solution. Now, is that good or bad? Do I expect to glow by morning? You may well do that. You will begin to glow. Now, ones talk about especially elderly people who are ready to make their transition. This has been discussed many times. They got this transparent look. This is life. They're getting ready to make their transition. They're getting ready to separate out. That is a blessed thing. That transparent essence of life that you can't quite touch. Now, this is what we're about. So hear me well. We're not about a contact newspaper. That is something we needed. If we had to give it up today, we could. It's not about those journals. They needed to reach the ones they needed to reach. And that will be history for all time. And you need a voice of the people, and the paper can serve that. But you who started it would not need to weep if tomorrow, and I, already I'm getting back. Oh, come on, come on, come on. No such luck, Rick. No such luck, Ed. But certainly ones in the newspaper business or the media production or the press or the whatever can take that. And in the same vein of truth, take it and go with it. It had to be done. And you've made it, haven't you? No matter how many times you thought you weren't even going to make it at all, you have. And always you must wait upon God. This is one place Ray Ellen is absolutely right. You cannot try to outthink the sequence of events, because when you do, you quit. And you don't know when this hurdle may be the last hurdle that you have to make. And if you're going to judge everything by when the funding gets here, you get immobilized. And yet the ones that have taken on that responsibility of keeping things going, like EJ, and gets in all the depositions and all the court cases and all of everything, just simply trying to survive and make sure that things keep functioning, sometimes cannot think beyond that, because this is the thrust. And I don't know if I trust you or not. Ray Ellen says, you know, you're a stinky poo. It's hard when these thrusts come against you. And in a court of law, when a judge is up there calling you a swindler.
Excuse me, this is a good place to stop and turn the tape.